This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV nationwide and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates. Scientists from 13 federal government agencies have worked on a damning new report on the impacts of climate change in the U.S., most likely because of the current climate change denying occupant of the White House. The final draft of that report was leaked to the New York Times this week. The report had been awaiting Donald Trump's signature, and it is so far unclear if there had been an undue delay leading to the leak. One of the scientists who worked on the report told the Times on condition of anonymity that he and his colleagues, quote, were concerned that it would be suppressed. The report only confirms what many have feared, that climate change is real, has led to serious consequences in the U.S., and is directly caused by human activity. My guest is Liz Pereira. She is the Climate Policy Director with the Sierra Club. Welcome to the program, Liz.
Thanks so much for having me, Sonali.
Before we get to the actual content of the report, what do you make of this leak? How unprecedented is it that you would have a report that has been worked on by so many scientists simply leaked to the press before it was officially published?
Yeah, this report actually is a quadrennial report. It's released every 4 years from the government. And in the history of the report, I don't believe we've ever seen a scientist leak this report of fear that the president would be suppressing the information in it. It has at times been delayed by presidents or maybe hasn't been released every 4 years. But this is the first time we've seen a scientist actually leak it for fear that the president might suppress the information in it.
So what do you make of this sense that scientists have that they are so desperate that they're willing to go to the press and are actively telling the press that they're worried it will be suppressed? And the fact that this comes on the heels of several sort of top-level scientists in the federal government resigning very publicly.
Yes, I think that this is a real watershed moment for our country and for scientific integrity in our government. And it also just shows that scientists are really screaming at this point, trying to issue the alarm to the President of the United States, saying we have never seen science as definitive before, saying that we are headed for definite calamity with climate change. This report specifically says that humans are the cause of climate change, which, as you know, is something that the president and many Republicans have questioned in the past. This actually makes the case that humans are absolutely the cause of climate change. It's really unbelievable that we are at a period in our history where scientists are being made to leak reports to the New York Times just to get their information out in hopes that the information won't be suppressed. So I think it makes it very clear that Donald Trump's head is still in the sand and the sea levels are rising. And we really can't continue to deny climate change like this anymore. There are real climate victims across the country that are suffering from sea level rise, forest fires, drought, floods, a lot of Lyme's disease cases, a lot of public health impacts like increased asthma attacks. So we are actually seeing climate victims left and right. We've been seeing them for many decades now. And for the President of the United States to be saying to them that they are a hoax, that climate change is a hoax, is simply unacceptable. And I think this is one symptom of a situation that's just completely not going to work for the future of the country. So we're hopeful that this information will get out, that the American public will hear that these scientists are extremely alarmed, and that they will express to the president that they think this is unacceptable.
So just in the past couple of months, we've had some high profile scientists speak out. Joel Clement published an op-ed in the Washington Post in July. He was a former head policy advisor at the Interior Department, and he basically said that he was retaliated against for speaking out about the dangers that climate change poses to Alaska Native communities. Then you had in August, just a week ago, Elizabeth Sutherland, who was a top official at the Environmental Protection Agency, and she resigned designed in protest. So scientists really are under attack in a very political way. I can only imagine if the roles were reversed and it was President Obama doing this against scientists who were pushing the favored causes of conservatives, and you would have seen the absolute outcry from the Republican Party. Let's talk about the actual report. How you said this is a report that's out every 4 years. From what you can tell, and it's the final draft has just been leaked, so you may not have had a chance to look at it in detail, but from what you can tell, what does this report say compared to previous reports about the impacts of climate change in the U.S.?
Well, the first thing that it says definitively is that it actually sees as humans being the main cause of climate change. It's something called human attribution. And there have been some very good scientific studies that have been released since 2014, when the last report came out, that tie human beings to climate change and make it very clear that it's fossil fuels that are causing climate change, which is something that we have known for years. It's very clear from all the scientific studies that show that it is the human use of fossil fuels that is causing climate change and the rising levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. So it makes that case even more definitively. And we have, you know, the vast majority, 97% of all scientists in the world are in agreement that humans are causing climate change. And this study actually even brings further information to that, further scientific studies. It also shows that the rate at which climate change is occurring is much faster than we had thought, which is the most frightening conclusion of this report, that really, they're seeing, as we saw ice caps breaking off, we saw pieces of ice breaking off, we saw, we're seeing a lot more flooding, we're seeing sea level rise happen a lot faster than we had thought. And a lot of these things are kind of compounding upon each other. We're seeing the rates of ocean acidification go up, we're seeing coral reefs die off from that ocean acidification and other factors. So I think it's also calling attention to those studies that have shown that the rate at which climate change is occurring is happening much faster.
The executive summary of the leaked report says this report concludes that it is extremely likely that human influence has been the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century. For the warming over the last century, there is no convincing alternative explanation supported by the extent of the observational evidence. Now, Liz, often you have climate deniers referring to things like volcanic activity or, you know, other sort of bizarre sources of global warming, that, you know, solar warming, etc. Does this report comment on that?
It doesn't comment on some of these, I would say.
Or does it show how compared to human activity, these other sources of warming that Republicans and climate deniers like to cite are minimal?
Yes, it definitely shows that it is the role, it is human caused climate change, it is fossil fuels used by humans that are is extremely likely to be the main cause of climate change. So it does put in perspective these theories that have actually been disproven for many years, that Republicans have brought up volcanic eruptions and different types of solar impacts. And this report really puts all of that to bed. It was put to bed long ago, though, to be honest. And there are many good articles that have been written about how those claims are completely false.
What sense do you have that this report has been suppressed? I mean, there's a fear that it would be suppressed. They were awaiting the president's signature. It's not clear to me yet how long they were waiting. Do you know?
I don't know. There was something that said that by August 18th, the president was supposed to be signing off on this draft of the National Climate Assessment. As it happens every 4 years, it has 13 agencies of the government involved in it. So all of our top government scientists on climate change, of the 13 agencies, including the Department of Energy, looking into a lot of technologies. And it also really, it uses these authors that have been tapped since the Global Change Research Act was passed in 1990, these authors, these incredible scientists that have been authoring this report for many years, they have to go through such a process in terms of writing the report. They update different sections of the report with the latest science. Then it has to get signed off on by the executive branch and by the president to go into probably an external review process. And so what I think is happening is that at this point, they are looking to the president to sign off by August 18th so that they can start their very extensive external review process so that they can then release the report in 2018 when it's scheduled for release.
I see. Has there ever been hesitation on the part of a president to sign this since these reports have been published?
There have been some instances where the report didn't come out on time in the past under the Bush administration. Mm-hmm. But we have never seen anything quite like this, where we are seeing the scientists leak the report in fear of basically the information being buried or the whole process being delayed. So I think it's the first time we've seen such an outcry. And that should be a real warning sign to all of us that, as you've illustrated in the examples from the Department of Interior and EPA, we're seeing scientists being harassed, being forced to resign by being repositioned into accounting programs and things that are irrelevant to their expertise. So we are really seeing an assault on science in this administration. And this administration also has scientific integrity policies that have been passed in many agencies in the government that are supposed to allow for external entities to cry foul if they feel like science is being is not being followed and is being buried. So I think we're going to continue to see scientists resign. I think groups like mine, like the Sierra Club, we've already filed complaints of scientific integrity violations with the Environmental Protection Agency against Scott Pruitt for his denial of climate change. So you're going to continue to see further complaints filed that science is really being corrupted and these scientists are being harassed in the administration.
Yeah, Scott Pruitt being the head of the EPA. In the end, Liz, the people who are the most deeply harmed by what's happening is the American public, right? What does this report show about the warming that is already happening? How do we put it in human terms? How have Americans already paid a price for our continued use of fossil fuel?
Yeah, I mean, that is the real cost here, is that we have known about climate change and have known about the extreme risks and huge risks to our public health. Everything from increased levels of asthma attack, from increased levels of smog, to the spread of Lyme's disease throughout the country, which, by the way, this summer, there's been a huge increase in Lyme's disease instances that they do say is because of climate change, because of the increased population of ticks, because of the increased season for their repopulation. So we are just seeing impacts left and right. Obviously, we've seen all of the damaging storms from Superstorm Sandy, Hurricane Katrina. We've seen all of the wildfire impacts all over California. We've seen flooding. We've seen tornadoes. We've seen increased amounts of sunny day flooding in Miami, where the mayor of Miami has spent billions of dollars upgrading infrastructure in Miami so that they can deal with sea level rise. So there are real victims of climate change already in our country. There are decades of victims of climate change. And also all of the communities in Alaska that are basically going to have to relocate. And they are already climate refugees that are coming to the mainland in the U.S. because their communities are disappearing. So that human impact is only growing. And we know that our children are going to be inheriting that impact, and it's going to be increasing. And we know that we have done nothing to stop it at this point. And we know that luckily there's a lot of clean energy, renewable energy coming online, and that many states and cities are actually moving forward with commitments to 100% renewables. really in the face of the inaction of the national government. So
finally,
that is a hopeful thing.
That is hopeful, absolutely. And we've done a lot of coverage on those attempts and efforts. Finally, Liz, what price do you think the leaker of this report might eventually pay, given that it was just a few days ago that Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he was cracking down on leaks in a very serious way? We just covered it on our program recently about how the number, he has announced the number of investigations into leaks have tripled. And given the politicization of science under the Trump administration, I'm wondering how far the Justice Department will go in trying to find and prosecute the leaker of this report, paying much more attention to the fact that it was leaked than to the actual content of the report.
Right. I think that's very interesting. It will be interesting to see if they decide to go after this person. This person is a scientist, obviously, and it's unknown if they are a government hired scientist or one of the external scientists or connected to one of the external scientists that has written the report.
Right.
So
it could be even a group of scientists. It may not even be an individual, right?
It really could be. And the real amazing thing about the National Climate Assessment, and I hope that we all keep paying attention to it, is that the Congress actually in 1990 had the foresight to create this report and say that it really needed to have these external scientists to be writing it. So that is going to, that is the going to save us all in the end, that we at least know that there these external scientists and this report was set up to hear from them. So they can't be silenced.
Right. And so Trump does not sign this draft by August 18th, could there be congressional action, notwithstanding the Republican Party's dominance of both houses of Congress?
I actually have heard that we may be seeing some of the members of Congress speak to the president about this, that there's real concern that this is a report that actually must go to Congress and must go to the White House in the end. So the Congress actually, this is a congressionally mandated report. And so I think we may hear from Congress and we may hear them say, we expect this report to be intact and we expect it to be on time. So I think we should look to them and we probably will be hearing some opinions from Congress about how this report should be handled and that they expect it to receive it.
Give out a website for the Sierra Club.
Oh, the Sierra Club is www.sierraclub.org.
And we'll post a link to that from our site later today. Thank you so much for joining us today, Liz.
Great. Thank you so much, Sonali.
My guest is Liz Pereira, Climate Policy Director with the Sierra Club. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.